News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has backed controversial EU plans to crack down on migration, denying the proposals are the same as the UK's controversial Rwanda policy. Eoin O'Riordan is Labour's Justice and Education spokesperson. He joins us now. What's your reaction to this EU policy and Fine Gael's support for it, Eoin?
Well, this isn't a fringe policy from some far-right group. This is the European People's Party, of which Fine Gael are a member, the one of the largest groups in the European Parliament. Ursula von der Leyen is effectively their leader. And this is a proposal which does mirror the Rwanda bill or act in the UK, which effectively, if somebody seeks asylum in an EU country, they won't be returned if that application is unsuccessful to a safe country of origin. They'd be sent to a third country, not from the country from which they came, if that is a safe country. So effectively, we're going down the route of, I think, from the EPP's perspective, tackling the rise of the far right with effectively far right policies.
And, is that fair, Eoin? Is it fair to describe it as a far right policy?
Because if you look at what's happening across Europe with the rise of the far right, with the rise of racist rhetoric, you see even in our own country. Last week in the Dáil, we had a discussion on arson attacks. Two days ago in the Justice Committee, we had a long discussion about arson attacks across the country. We've had 23 of them in the last number of years. We have to be serious about where the sentiment is coming from and how we tackle it in a way that is progressive, understanding, compassionate. If the response from European politics is to go down the route of this sort of rhetoric of deportation to third countries, of following the lead of the UK, it's divisive. It doesn't work, it doesn't help, and it doesn't come to the root causes of mass movement.
There is an arrangement already, say, for example, between Italy and Tunisia, where the processing is done in Albania. And the argument would be Italy is on the front line of in relation to immigration. It has massive numbers coming in, and it's just a very pragmatic and practical solution. It's not fair that Italy has to deal with all of this.
But that is not the reason for. If you were to analyze the reasons for migration, of course there's issues of war, of course there's issues of persecution, but there's also issues of climate change. These are the issues that the European Union has to be honest about. There's no honesty to this.
If we're being honest, then we have to accept economic factors are also.
Well, what we have to be honest about is that the European Union was set up on a conflict situation, that we would have a different approach to international relations, which is based on humanity and based on compassion. This is one that was not based on either of those two things. It's reactive. And I think it's a mainstream centre-right party looking at the rise of the far right and believing that they have to ape some of those policies in order to compete with them.
Is it a mainstream right of centre party saying we need to come up with practical solutions? They say it's in line with the Geneva Convention and the European Convention on Human Rights.
No, I think it's a zero sum game. And I think if you are, for example, a supporter of a centre right party here, such as Fine Gael, you would look at this and go, no, this isn't the way we need to travel. This is going down the UK route of divisive politics. This is not going to the root cause of issues of migration, which are, based on war, persecution, and certainly climate change. And they are the things that are more difficult to actually resolve. But these are reactionary policies which are really based in point scoring rather than actually coming to the root of the issue. And that's not what the European Union is supposed to be about. And I'm disappointed, extremely disappointed, that the EPP would come up with this in election year, which is really trying to, I think, to really, I suppose, garner support from some of the worst instincts of people when it comes to this point.
Just before we let you go, Eoin, 67 TDs and senators have called on FIFA and UEFA to ban all Israeli teams for competition. You're one of them. I understand why you've made that call. Are you in any way persuaded by the view that Israel for years was boycotted by many countries in the Middle East? That's, after all, why they play in the European Championships as opposed to in the Middle East. Does that in any way come into your thinking, or do you think this has to happen?
No, I think 30,000 dead Palestinians comes into our thinking. I mean, this is a cross-party initiative. We have to put pressure on international sporting bodies to do to Israel what was done to South Africa. I'm a child of the 80s. I know what happens in South Africa. They're isolated, you know, politically, sporting, you know, artistically, economically, and they eventually came to their senses and apartheid was overturned. Israel will never change, and they'll keep doing what they're doing until they're isolated on every single level that we possibly can. We can't have a situation where individual sport, you know, governing bodies of sport in individual countries are pressurized not to fulfill fixtures. What we need to do is to ask the overall overarching bodies to make that stance. And that's why we've written to FIFA and UEFA.
Eoin O'Riordan, Labour's Justice and Education Spokesperson, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.